cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on Monday the 28th of July 2008. Newcomers, I always advise to go into the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and download as much of the previous talks as you can handle. Also look into Alan Watt sent in sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up. They're done in the various languages of Europe. This summer has been literally was called a washout. A washout because it's rained pretty well every day, or else it's been completely overcast every day. The few breaks you have in the clouds, they show you these amazing jets just flying back and forth with the big sprays. And they're showing a new type of spray, and a new kind of jet too. It was three times as fast as the old one, leaving behind it this trail which almost disappears and then suddenly rematerializes and blossoms out much quicker than the old type. Quite astounding to watch. And then, of course, you tune into regular media where your reality comes from and they're telling you you're causing global warming and greenhouse gases and that you're the problem for this odd weather phenomena that we're experiencing. And yet those who've been following this for years and have done their homework to do with the HAARP technologies, coupled with the spraying technologies that were talked about back as early as 1950s by Teller, the guy who invented the H-bomb, where he said that metallic particles put into the atmosphere would vastly improve the quality of HAARP for weather manipulation and also mood alterations of the public. The mood alteration part is in the United Nations Treaty on Weather Warfare done in the 70s. Easiest thing to do. But as I say, the reality comes from TV and that perception becomes your reality. Repetition. Repetition, repetition, repetition from the new priests of the New World Order, which are scientists. Scientists. They've taken over, you see. And Bertrand Russell, in his book, The Impact of Science and Technology on Society, he said that we shall create a nation or a world where people cannot do anything without the advice of experts. Lo and behold, it's happened. We can't think for ourselves. Very old techniques, written about, published, discussed at big international meetings, are now at work. The magi are in the skies, and the alchemy is all over the place. It's two different worlds, really. They're colliding. Because you have the one you've been brainwashed into believing exists through the media, where you think we're evolving, and you really think you're evolving through your whole life long, with major events happening outside of your life that eventually affect you and are dealt with by politicians. That's how you're trained to believe. And you're also trained to believe that somewhere in all that you have some kind of voice, which is a good con that works very well, because really you don't have any voice. Only the largest groups in democracies have voices. That was discussed back in the 1800s when they talked about giving the public democracy. The largest groups would have the voices. The rest would have no say at all. You're allowed to vote people in, at least vote for A, B, C, and D, who go along with the same agenda. And I'll be back with more of The Wizard of Oz after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to point out some of the realities that really do exist amongst all the confusion. And that's how it's done, that's how you confuse people, is give them a whole bunch of different realities and many topics to choose from, many variations on each topic led by different experts, and you just run in circles forever adapting one after another and adopting one after the other until it becomes your own opinion. That's the one you stick with generally until you die. That's the world we live in. Most folk do not reason things through for themselves, and they don't rely on something that's very important, something that people used to, something called memory. The beauty of being able to live a few years is you can remember things if you were conscious at the time. And I remember when the big chemical industries came out with a massive advertising campaign across the Western world to sell the values and the beauty of eating margarine. This gooey, amazing chemical stuff that was sold as a substitute for butter. And at the time, I was reading various books, including Russell and other ones to do with eugenics and how to bring the sperm count down and all the rest of it. And I thought to myself, I wonder if that's got anything to do with it. And lo and behold, of course it did. This is also in Charles Galton Darwin's book, The Next Million Years, How to Bring Down the Sperm Count, How to Give Even Female Hormones to Males and Effeminize Them to an Extent, and how to even make the females more masculine. All discussed at high-level meetings, world meetings, by members of the aristocracy, scientists involved, and Charles Galton Darwin was a scientist, he's a physicist. Nothing happens by chance in the system, nothing at all. And sure enough, over the years, after Margarine and all the rest of it, came the big cholesterol scare. Remember, too, these characters have said for 100 years or more they'd create a vegetarian society. And so meat suddenly was blamed for everything. Still is. Now it's blamed for global warming. And ruminants, of course, are the claim are creating more gases than anything to get you off meat. Then we had the mad cow disease. And we take their word for it, of course, only one laboratory in Britain could detect it. And it was a military industrial laboratory. So we take their word for it as they slaughtered millions of animals. Any length at all they'll go to get the job done. In fact, the bigger the con and the bigger the show, the display, the more we believe it. We can't imagine them doing anything so big, such a grand scale, just like landing on the moon. And then you have flags blowing in the wind, which shouldn't exist. Stuff like that. The big, big one. And the cholesterol levels got blamed for everything. And over the years, they keep giving you new normals until you've got hardly any cholesterol at all, but it's still too high. And you pay, of course, you always pay for the medications. They make sure of that. If they forced you to take medications, you'd wonder why they were giving it to you. As long as you pay for it, you'll really believe they're there to help you. So after that preludes into this whole con game to do with your health and how to lower sperm and all the rest of it, here's an article years later showing you what they knew at the beginning. And it's from Virgin Media, 24th July, 2008. Soya linked to low sperm count. Too much tofu may affect a man's fertility, according to a study linking soya and low sperm count. Scientists found that even modest consumption of soya products such as meat and dairy substitutes and bean curd can have a significant impact on sperm count. They knew this at the beginning. Always keep that in mind. Because it falls in line with the agenda. Anything that falls in line with the agenda, and everything pretty well does, had to be planned that way. Sometimes, by the law of averages, something should fall on the side of the public, but doesn't. You see? It says men who ate an average of half a serving of soya food a day had lower concentrations of sperm than those who did not. Low sperm count is known to make it harder for a man to conceive, they mean produce healthy sperm. Soya compounds cause isoflavones, which mimic the female sex hormone. See, it mimics the female sex hormone. Estrogen, right along Charles Galton Darwin's line, are thought to be behind the effect. Animal studies have linked high consumption of isoflavones with infertility. So they always knew it, you see. But until now, there has been little evidence of their impact on human reproduction, I'll add, except at the top. Sperm count ranges between 80 and 120 million sperm per millimeter of semen for normal healthy men. But researchers in the U.S. found that among the men they studied, those with the highest soya intake produced much less sperm. On average, their counts were 41 million per milliliter lower than those of men who did not consume soya products. The scientists led by Dr. George Chavarro from the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston questioned 99 men seeking help for fertility problems about their consumption of 15 soya-based foods. Each man was asked about his diet in the previous 3 months. The foods included tofu, tempeh, soy sausages, bacon, burgers, and mince, soy milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream, and other soya products such as roasted nuts, drinks, powders, and energy bars. Do you know that almost every candy you can buy, or sweetie as we say in Britain, everyone, they're using soya flour in them all now. They've been doing that for years. You can't get away from it. The scientists varied severing sizes to take account of the fact that different foods contain different levels of isoflavones. A standard serving of tofu was said to be 115 grams, and for soya milk, one 240 millimeter cup. Factors such as age, body mass index, which relates weight and height, smoking, alcohol and caffeine intake, and the length of time since last producing semen were adjusted for. And that was also in the Press Association, a whole bunch of different newspapers. So there you go. There's another big coincidence that just falls in line with the depopulation program. And, you know, infertility today is the most booming industry there is in the Western world. It's a very, very wealthy industry, both for males and females, infertility. Quite amazing. But most folk, as I say, will float through lives thinking everything just evolves by chance, willy-nilly, and it's all out of control until the scientists give us a solution to things. It never dawns on them the scientists caused it in the first place because it's part of an agenda. It has to be a part of the agenda because how many wish lists could you draw up and by luck fulfill them all? It'd be impossible. The law of averages say half should be half. The coin should always come down at least half the time, heads or tails. But as I say, these guys at the top publish what they want, and lo and behold, it transpires every time. These guys have a lot of luck, guarantee that. And that's the world you live in. That's the world. Now, here's just another little bit before I go on to colors here. And it's to do with water. Back in the 60s, they had, I think it was the late 60s, early 70s, there's a big international meeting for the United Nations in Israel. They chose these places that the average person can't go to very easily. And that was where they said that the coming big moneymaker and power holder would be those who controlled water. As far back as that. Because after all, you see, in a war for the world and off the world, you always go for water and food. That's standard, even when you're sieging a city. When you besiege a city, you get the water supply cut it off. And you have them by the short and curlies. And you cut off their food supply, and you would just wait them out. They must have water and food to survive. Very simple. Never changes. And I remember in Britain, where, and it's the same across the world, they use public tax money, local money usually, to build up the big facilities for gas and for water, and all these things like sewage and so on. And it works fine for a long time. Then they change the government, and they say, oh, it's so inefficient, we'll have to privatize it. So they give it to peanuts, to their buddies. Literally peanuts. And it was arranged that way from the beginning. Get the schmucks to build it, pay for it, and then they give it to their buddies to privatize. That happened in Britain with every facility there was, including the rail industry. And I remember in Britain, there was a bunch of politicians who first put ahead this bill to privatize the water industry. And the same guys who put the bills forward and backed it all left 2 years later and became the heads of these companies that now owned the water. That's how blatant it all is. This particular article is from The Guardian. July the 12th, 2008, it says water bills to rise £450 million pounds to save wildlife. £450 million to save wildlife. And consumers face increase of up to £30 a year as firms told to find new supplies. This is the country where everyone wanted to immigrate from because it was always raining. You were flooded in Britain. That was a natural way of it. Householders face a bill of nearly £500 million after water companies have been asked to slash the amount of water they have taken from rivers and aquifers and find alternative supplies. The price rises follow a review by an environmental agency, which found widespread damage and threats to wildlife, including precious chalk rivers and wetlands and other protected habitats for water voles, salmon, and other wildlife. You know, all those things they can recreate if they want to with today's science. The move raises the prospect of new investment in controversial schemes, including pumping water from the wet north of England and Wales to the south, energy-hungry desalination plants and new reservoirs. Guess who's going to benefit? Back after the following messages.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And just going over that little bit about the water in Britain, which is only a guideline for the rest of the world, and how these guys supposedly are so concerned about wildlife and water voles and all the rest of it, when it all goes back to the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter was put forward by Canada's Maurice Strong, who's a frontman for the Rockefeller Eugenics Foundation. And really it was Rockefellers who drafted up the Earth Charter. There's now in law, where people have no rights at all and animals have all the rights, but mind you have a priesthood who decide what animals have what rights. There's always a priesthood, you see, of experts. So we can't reason for ourselves, we're supposed to obey. And Maurice Strong, at that particular Earth Charter, was asked by someone who attended it, what about humans? There's rights for trees and wildlife, but what about humans? Especially Americans, he says, you'll wish, he says, you had the same rights as a tree. That's Maurice Strong for you. The front man for Rockefeller's, the guy who's now working for the United Nations, who goes in and out of the United Nations and gets sent to assignments across the world. The guy who, when they set up a department in China for extra trade with China, they did a documentary on public broadcasting, and Maurice Strong went to a graveyard in China to visit his aunt, who was the best friend of Mao Zedong, an advisor. These families are international revolutionaries down through the ages. Quite fascinating. Quite fascinating. And they're still on the go, and they live to a very old age because they don't get the old age diseases they've given everyone else. There are antidotes to them, and they get the real stuff. Now we'll go to the phones, and we've got Rick in California. Are you there, Rick?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to, this is sort of like a follow-up call. I wanted to thank you for the information you shared with me last week about, you know, Francis Galton and his letter about the Chinese in Africa.
Yeah.
It really helped me to understand and clear up some of the questions I had about Mugabe and
yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's all the papers now full of Mugabe with Chinese troops behind them and all the rest of it. And people can't get their minds around the fact that Galton Darwin published this in the 1800s, that they'd create China, that they'd bring the Chinese into Africa. This is a long-term business plan. Yeah,
I also wanted to share, too, last night I stumbled across a video online where these British ministers or MPs were talking, and they were kind of laughing among themselves, but they couldn't get their minds around that Mugabe was knighted by the Queen in 1994 after he killed thousands of people in Matabele land.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And I was wondering, you know, so I was wondering what you think of that. So,
well, there's nothing new in that. I mean, you'll find that the Emperor of Japan was knighted into the Order of the Gacha back in the early 1900s. And I've got the photographs here of the big admirals and so on going through the ceremony on behalf of the king. So they always do this with what appears to be their opponents. They're actually following a world agenda.
Yeah, I see Mugabe's a psychopath now. He's very convincing with his black liberation talk, but he's not really a friend of the black people.
No. Yeah. No, these guys are not friends of them at all. No.
So that's all I wanted to share with you. Thank you very much, Alan.
And thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
I know. And you've got Frank from Toronto. You're there, Frank.
Hello.
I've got a... Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay. Let's go on to Bob, I think, from New Brunswick. Hello?
How you doing? Hello?
Who's this? Who is this? Is it the desk or the caller? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, there's some kind of reverb there, was there?
Wasn't there ever, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good effects, though. Good effects.
Good effects, okay. I guess I was calling on... I called to speak of a documentary that I saw just recently of a defector from the KGB who had been groomed as his father before him, as they all seem to be, apparently. And
yeah.
This fellow is very candid. He worked for the CBC in Canada.
Oh, that's a guy. It was me that put out that word, so you're repeating something that I put out a while ago. I put out the guy's name and stuff a few weeks back. Yeah.
Is that why I downloaded the documentary and watched it?
That's probably why, yeah.
And was this the fellow who was forecasting that once the Soviet Union or in each and every event that they ever took over a country, they would go in and eliminate all the people?
They'd eliminate those who helped bring it in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay, good. So that's probably why I went and downloaded that, good. And then on the other note, actually it was really quite a pleasure to watch him. I downloaded that movie that you spoke of, which was... The Storm of the Century.
Yeah.
And that was fabulous. And you never did comment as to why you wanted us to watch it, although I think I may suspect, I suspect I know why.
Uh-huh.
What was the point of you wanted us to watch this?
There's a lot in there. A lot in there about the microcosm of society, which is also the microcosm. In other words, the psychology of the people, a community, is the same as you can do with a whole continent, a whole country. And the techniques of exposure, how they react to exposure, how everyone's kept in line by the little secrets, is utilized by those who control the people themselves. And also how the people, when faced with a tremendous problem, how they will act and how they'll sacrifice each other.
And I happen to know that soybean...
Hold on, and I'll come back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Hi, this is Alan Watt, and we're on Cutting Through the Matrix. And we're talking to Frank from Toronto, who's going to mention soya there.
Yes, sir, I heard you speaking of soya, and I do recall being exposed to some information about soya bean being a female hormone, estrogen.
That's in this report, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that in your report also?
Yeah. I just did it, yeah.
And this was an attempt to keep the... This was an attempt by the emperor to keep the people short, right?
Yeah, well, in fact, they've always known that an essential ingredient for healthy sperm is cholesterol.
Cholesterol?
So, yeah, you have to diminish the cholesterol level to create unhealthy sperm. And everything falls into place when you understand the strategy. Everything suddenly makes sense. Yeah.
Diminish the cholesterol to keep... So they've been having us... I remember being... encouraged not to have any cholesterol in my diet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jeez, well, it didn't seem to work too well, but I mean, I can see what they. Okay, and so now the estrogen, as you were saying earlier, keeps the people. Each successive generation becomes shorter, shorter, shorter.
They also have what they've noticed since the '60s, and Carol Quigley made mention of it too, is the females were becoming narrower in the hips. And that the guys are becoming narrower in the shoulders. And that was a sudden transition that's now fairly common.
Well, that's a very racist thing to be doing. I mean, not racist, but...
You're being re-engineered.
Yes, yes, yes. I think I might get my my lady on the soybean diet, though, you know? That might be a good idea. That sounds like an excellent idea. It might be something for to introduce to the health clubs there for all the girls trying to downsize, right?
Well, they're certainly downsized, all right, and the population gets downsized, too. And it's also the other effects that come into it. A lot of physical effects come from all of this. And I've always said, whatever they promote at the top, I do the opposite.
Absolutely, yes, I see. Well, I can't always do that, but myself, but I see, as you were saying. Well, I have nothing more to say. It seems that what I'm bringing is old news, and I'm just eagerly trying to participate in your shows here. They're all so excellent. Thank you for another good evening, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Now I've got Bill from Florida. Are you there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm the head of the fact check department.
Okay.
Our fearless leader.
The fearless leader.
You made a mention of a speech he gave, that our fearless leader gave, where he ostensibly said something along the lines of, if you're not with us, you're against us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a common misquote. The reality was much more malicious than that, and it just bugs me that people use the misquote. He actually said, either you're with us or you're with the terrorists.
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
That's
a
malevolent
right. Yeah.
statement.
And that's exactly it, because you're now being designated, if you don't agree, you are a terrorist. And we do know, and this was said by Kissinger when he made the speech in Germany and one of the Arab countries too, he said Americans are often using this term terrorism and anti-terrorism, and he defined what they meant by a terrorist as someone who's anti-globalist. That is a terrorist.
I think that it was misquoted on purpose, because it was the way it was bandied about. I'm almost thinking that there were talking papers where people were more or less said, well, if you want to be helpful, don't repeat the exact quote. But there were two other things I wanted to mention. One, another kind of a fact check thing. I think that you're missing the boat halfway when you talk about the weather modification aspect of the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you also ought to be focusing on the fact that we're being made into radio receivers.
Well, I've already done that. I did that.
Oh,
over
you have?
Two years ago, I went into the fact that the more metallic particles you accumulate from the spray, it's in the food that you're breathing it in, you're drinking it in, then you become a walking antenna.
Yeah, and then we can have dial-in diseases, and it can mm-hmm. tie right in with the GMO foods.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well then the third thing I want to get your take on. I think there's the most incredible synchronicity was the other day when you said something along the lines of that communism is the chosen order of things.
Yeah, collectivism.
And it reminded me of Ben Parton, because he's the only one who's out there beating the path to the Third International.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you two are the closest to the truth that I've seen yet or heard yet.
I
wish you'd talk more about the Third International, because he's saying that it's a program that's literally unfolding before our very eyes.
Mm-hmm. It was designed to unfold, and I've gone through even, again, a very important thing to see is, that it's up on YouTube, I think, because Norman Dodds, talking about the Rees Commission, where he went in to investigate on behalf of the Senate, the foundations, who stated to him, and you'll hear him in his own words saying this, that the guy in charge of the CEO of the Ford Foundation said, our job is to merge the Soviet system seamlessly with the West. So you're seeing it, yeah.
How far? When was that? Because he's saying what it was. Was it 1928?
Oh no, this was
the Third International. This was even before then.
The Rees Commission was done, I think, in the 60s.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going back to the 1928, I think. The Third International.
Yeah.
It was in Moscow, I think.
It was in Moscow. I have all the books from it. They were printed in New York, in fact, all the English editions. Right through all the years, I have all their books, all their major statements. And the thing to look at, too, is when the Berlin Wall went down and Gorbachev, remember, the leader of this big greening project in America, Gorbachev was head of the Soviet Union. He basically called people and told them to leave town. The leaders of the Soviet countries, he says, just leave town. And only one person in Bulgaria, one leader there, did not follow orders, and he was killed. The rest of them left town. You saw this cheering going on. This was the next phase where they blended into the West and where it go global. Then I think it was Eric Margolis did a piece in the Toronto Sun, gave the whole speech that Gorbachev gave to the Politburo, where he said, this is not the end of communism. You'll hear that it is. He says we're simply moving into the next phase of internationalism.
Well, I'd love to hear you and General Ben have a little chat. And I don't know if you ever have guests, but he's the one who really, I'm sure you know about him, right?
Yeah.
He's the one who was a really top-notch guy in the field of weaponry. And then he came right in and stated very clearly that the Oklahoma City job was an inside job, and then he was a highly paid government expert, private expert on you know, on the payroll, and then all of a sudden the government turned around and said he didn't know what he was talking about, and he was saying that there were charges on those columns. So
yeah.
I'd like to see you chatting with him sometime, if at all possible.
Yeah, well, I think there's a certain level you get to where you're above all of that because you've studied the whole history of this, and people can't get fixed on certain parts of the agenda. You've got to see the whole thing, why it was designed. You've got to understand that the U.S. and Canada fed the Soviet Union through its entire existence. They couldn't feed themselves. All of our grain pretty well was sent there. It was massive contracts. Now the farmers are bankrupt here because they don't have that outlet anymore. China's supplying them. And it was called the Great Experiment, the second Great Experiment. The U.S. Revolution and the system they brought in was called the First Great Experiment. The Soviet was the second one. And out of the two, they blended them together with a form of fascism at the top with collectivism at the bottom run by bureaucracy. That was always the agenda. And Trotsky himself became an enemy of the communist system with his Trotskyist doctrine, because he believed in perpetual revolution. He didn't think it was right that all these rich aristocrats were being given tours of this new Soviet Union, and he wondered what the game was when his communist leaders were giving tours to top aristocracy and royalty. It's because the royalty wanted to see how to control a country more efficiently. He didn't quite get it, so he had to be eliminated, and he was assassinated. So that was intended. When they brought in the Soviet system, it was intended, as Lenin said, to eventually, after 70-odd years, blend it into the new system, not quite capitalist, not quite communism. That's what we've got now. It's loosely called the New World Order. But it's run by scientists, Pavlovian style, and the public are trained like animals, and that's what they call them, like animals.
Yeah,
and
while they also have the top down, they also have created a bottom up with this communitarianism, where small towns are implementing
Bush,
that all across the United States.
It
are
was
they
Bush Senior that
Canada?
First gave the go ahead for to call it communitarianism. Bush Senior, who also probably be a president, was also head of the CIA. So this is a guy who came out and says, yeah, communitarianism is the way to go. And sure enough, every local TV and radio station are pushing your little communitarian events in your local community. You're all part of a community. And eventually, if you don't attend these functions one day, you'll be under suspicion. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And that's what we have. We live through a schedule, through an agenda. We live through it. Most of the major events in your life are simply part of a long-term plan, and they know where they're going. And unfortunately, the masses follow on and adapt into the new parts of the new culture without even noticing. They have no memory of what was before. That's another part, too. Now, was that Bill from Florida? Is Bill from Florida there? Okay. Now I've got Alex from Toronto.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Alan, the new
yes.
Batman movie is called The Dark Knight. Who is The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knights. There's a whole bunch of knights. There's a red knight and a blue and a green.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the Dark Knight. The Dark Knight, again, is the one who comes from the controller. You might say the controller. Mm-hmm. He's got special permission. He has more rights than other knights. He can get around them. He doesn't have to joust with them. They must open up the way to let them pass. The other knights must always fight. Remember, white and black are not colors.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Oh, okay.
And the white basically reflects, black absorbs all the light of the sun, so he's got permission to go through all the other quadrants of the system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I recently watched Blade Runner again, and
yes.
At the end of the movie, Roy Batty, the leader replicant, just before he dies, he's on top of a building, and it's dark night, and it's raining, and in the background is a logo, a neon logo sign, and it says TDK.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And that's the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
He's the Dark Knight.
That's right.
Yeah, interesting.
Another one good one to watch is it's called Dark City. It's another good one to watch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Dark City.
Okay.
There's a lot of allegories in the Earth system.
Yeah. I was watching a movie the other day. I went to the theater, and they had a whole bunch of trailers. And it was interesting. They're redoing the Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah.
And there's a point in the movie where the alien character says to one of the Earthlings, it says, if the Earth dies, you die. But
yeah.
If you die, the Earth survives.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot comes out of from the culture creators at the top. Remember, the Pentagon is one of the biggest funders of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all these new movies that are coming out, because I've seen all the trailers that are coming out for 2008, 2009, they're like, all of them are apocalyptic versions, visions of the future.
Yes, and they all show a future with a big military serving an elite that you seldom ever see, and just masses of people living in rubble, all the commoners. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dystopia. Yeah,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Now I've got Kyle in Connecticut.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Well, we know that they're attacking us by the air, water, and food, but what do you think about he who controls your eyes controls your mind?
What do I think about what controls your mind?
He who controls your eyes controls your mind.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, that's pretty well it. The ancients, even Zoroastrianism, they understood that between the eyes and the mind itself, if they could get between the eye and the mind, they could give or re-alter or give a new perception, a false one, of what you were actually seeing. And once that one generation was trained, they would train their children. It's very simple. And so everyone had fire before Zoroastrianism came along. However, with the new religion, suddenly that fire was a sacred fire from the sun, from the high god. So you treated it with respect. And it was not just fire anymore. It was a whole, and not only that, you had to get special permission to light it, etc., and certain ways to deal with it. So your whole behavior was altered from a priestly indoctrination that was given to one generation that's then passed on to the other. Perception is the key. They can alter perception because even though when you're looking at something, they tell you what you're supposed to see. And most people will always throw out their own reasoning and accept what they're supposed to see by what they think are superior people. It's a very simple technique. Yeah.
Why do people tend to flock towards this collectivism instead of thinking for themselves?
It's the war that's been going on for eons, and people don't realize that only in the last, for about 200-odd years, you've had the ability, or say the right, to be an individual. In the feudal system and prior to the feudal systems down through the ages, many feudal systems, you had a fixed type society and you already had a collective society. You were all taught the same basic rules by the religion given to you and you didn't question it. It was very simple, but collectively your subsistence and your existence depended upon each other, a tribal type system. Only a new tribal type system where you basically fed a small elite and had very little for yourself. So individualism is a fairly recent phenomenon. However, that's when all the trouble started with revolutionaries because the elite realized that if individualism really took off, they would lose control over time. And these guys plan ahead, and that's why they gave us big forms of collective behavior. Now, if you look really at the dialectic technique and you study, see, the Americanism of the 60s and 70s and the communism, you are the same kinds of techniques of propaganda given to both sides. You're no longer an individual. Both sides, you belong to a collective. And each collective was fighting the other collective. And they say, here are our standard values versus their standard values. So you lose yourself in the collective. And most people, because of the weight of the world, especially when you give them lots of stress and uncertainty, they will be absorbed by the collective. They give up the right to think. Back with more after this break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And just to finish up with the last caller there, he asked about why it's so appealing to submerge into the masses. This technique was used even in Nazi Germany. It's also used prior to that in the Soviet system, where things get so bad and someone comes out with a doctrine where all accepted, everyone is equal within that system. No matter how awkward they happen to be or unsure themselves, they must get a total respect from each other as long as they're part of that system. And there is a Google video that was put up with also with a transcript from the teacher involved in an experiment and they recreated this particular thing that happened back, I think, in the 60s, where they tried it in school to give you to go through the techniques used to make you a collective within a classroom, and how quickly it took off, because everyone suddenly had a common cause, felt they belonged, and then could be manipulated step by step into something which they had to go along with. And this is called, this video is called Third Wave. It's quite interesting how it's well understood, this whole collectivist idea, how you will submerge into a system if things are promoted to make you uncertain of your own lifestyle or survival. Suddenly you belong, you feel you've been taken care of, you must all pool together. That was a rallying cry for the Soviet system. We're all in it together. And, of course, you don't realize you're all being used for someone else's agenda. Only 200 families moved into the Soviet Union to create it. They became the elite, and they ran it the whole 70 years. They still run it today, their descendants. But the rest of the masses hadn't a clue. They're all being used to build something up for an ulterior purpose. And that's the problem with all collective systems. You're always being used. Again, you're not an individual. And they don't tolerate individuality. Look at China. It's a good example today, and that's the model state, supposedly, for the world. Now, we might have 1 minute left for Jeff from Nova Scotia. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I am, Alan.
Yeah,
I want to point out the fact that lead paint was banned from residential use in the United States in 1978 by the U.S. Consumer Product and Safety Commission. I want to get your comment on the connection between the fact that the military and industrial complex still uses lead paint in their own for their own purposes. And I was wondering if that was because it actually isolates or stops the ability for satellites to scan.
That's precisely the reason.
Okay.
And microwave can't penetrate it either, so they wanted to stop you. They want to look into your home, sure.
Because they use lead aprons to protect you from radiation when you're getting x-rays and stuff.
I know. So that's the reason you've got it. So that's the end of the show for tonight. So from Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you. Oh, there's still a lot of time there. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's the reason for lead paint, as I say. It's a good shielding mechanism. They create the hype for it. We all get terrified, stop using it. They give us latex and all the other stuff that disintegrates with the sunlight outside. But the military, of course, still use it. And that way, they're shielded from satellite, from any opposition. We are not. They want to look inside your homes and your rooms, see what you're up to. And they do a very good job of it. They've been doing this for the last 40-odd years. And we're the last to know, always. Always the last to know. We're not supposed to know, really, what's going on at any time at all. It's meant that we're supposed to think we know what's going on. That's what the media is for. But we're never really let in to the real agenda until about 50 years after the fact. That's how it works. So once again, from Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Men, are you urinating?